Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of December, recording at 9:43 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. In Asia, some good action. India surging through to a new high. Japan bouncing after 3 days on the downside and bouncing from reaction low, I think it was the week before, or last week. And also, something else to mention. Well, some of those other markets are pretty strong in there. New Zealand pushing back up. A lot of people had been saying the top was in on that. I'm not quite so sure. And also, look at Taiwan. A lot of people were saying that Taiwan was clearly in a bear market a few weeks ago. I'm certainly, definitely not so sure. So, good action there. European markets, though, started off in favorable plus territory, but those gains were eroded. And the main reason, the sole reason, probably, was Wall Street. And while not closing with big declines, certainly not the Dow, only down 0.36, the S&P down only 0.58, we had the NASDAQ down 1.32%. That's the composite. And I put up a chart of the NASDAQ 100 index, which is broken down out of a small trading range. Now, it's been a very erratic pattern all along, but NASDAQ, you've heard me say, veteran subscribers, that is, over and over and over again, that the NASDAQ is a leader for Wall Street. And it's a bit of a confidence index, really, and NASDAQ had been doing pretty well since October, until about 2 weeks ago when it was just ranging, and now it's broken down out of that pattern. So it needs a fairly swift turnaround on the upside to offset the implications of a further correction. That's not a abandoned ship type of move, but it's a warning sign in here for a market that had done extremely well at a time when just about everybody on Wall Street, it seems, was recommending tech, telling us, of course, that they're all long tech. Okay, in government bonds, I didn't even look at them here today. I have a quick check here, up a little bit in here today, but basically range-bound above the important March lows, though. All within the confines of a developing top formation, and they're in the lower region of the developing top formation overall. And possibly a significant development is the fact that this time the rally from the lower side of the range is much, much more labored. Now, an optimist, half glass, half full advocate, would say, well, they're building more support down here. I see this as struggling to get off the lower regions of this developing top formation for government bond prices, and I maintain that it will take a significant sell-off to lift, in stock markets that is, to lift the government bond prices significantly. And even then, it'll only be up into the middle region of the top formations in most instances, maybe a little better in Europe. Now, the prospects for that sell-off in stock markets will increase as we get into 2006. I think the main risk period is 2Q and 3Q. So in other words, from sort of March onwards. But I'm going to take it a day at a time in here. If I don't see any widespread deterioration, no problem. If I see it sooner than second quarter and third quarter of 2006, well, I'll shout about it. You can count on that. And hopefully I'll short into it. Okay, in the currencies, dollar had a little bit of a rally here today. Not much. You know, it had a bad week last week. Now, a lot hangs on interest rate perceptions, as I've said all along. And my hunch is that the Fed is my hunch is that they're about one or two hikes away from calling it a day. Now, and that change in perceptions, once that's confirmed, or once the Fed confirms that they have called it a halt, that will be a tailwind for the dollar That will mean that a tailwind for the dollar has probably turned into a headwind, or at least gone neutral. And when the US next starts cutting interest rates, and I'm not going to preempt the call on that because a lot of people are saying that it will be next year. Well, we just don't know. It all depends on what the GDP figures look like, and that'll depend on a lot of variables, such as what the oil price is doing. And my. So I'm not going to try to preempt that. It could be a matter of a few months, in which case we'd get a rate cut next year, or it could be several years. So all I'll say at this stage is that when those U.S. rates do start coming down again, the dollar is going to be in trouble if it isn't already in trouble by that time. People will rediscover the trade deficits as a worry. But remember, deficits come and go and grow and grow, but the only hard fundamental in currencies, as I've said over and over again, is interest rate differentials. Okay, in terms of the precious metals markets today, had some good gains earlier on today. Those faded away. I'm a cautious bull down here at these levels. Well, my long-term view on the precious metals supply and elasticity. Let me say that again. Supply inelasticity meets rising demand. These precious metals are steadily being remonetized in the eyes of investors, and that's a very, very bullish script for the long term. Now, in the short term, they got too far ahead of themselves and fortunately showed a very clear acceleration last Monday. I say fortunately because it was a signal to me, and I hope a good many of you, that I had to jam my stops up. I wish I'd jammed them up tighter. I just put them up near the day's openings, which are well below the day's highs, and everything got stopped out last Monday. So I'm buying back. I'm starting to buy back in here, well below where I got out these positions. But I'm going to do it very cautiously in here at this stage because we had those weekly key reversals, and you'll see an email on that. And we had some daily keys and some quite climactic action in the short term. So it would be safest to say, well, this is probably a medium-term correction in here. In other words, at least a few weeks and quite possibly a few months. I don't think it's much more than that. And I want to come in and pick up a few positions, but I'm certainly not going to be aggressive. I won't have anything approaching, I'm very unlikely to have anything approaching the size of the positions I had the week before last, certainly in the short term. And I would probably on rallies would probably flip things out fairly quickly, but I'm putting buy orders in beneath the markets. You could go for any of the precious metals. I'm only going to concentrate on gold and silver because they have the narrower spreads, and I don't like paying those big spread bet dealing costs that the palladium and platinum am currently involved. Now, what else to mention here? The petroleum contracts started off firm and weakened, although, darn it, that natural gas picked up again today, dropped down to 13.50. I thought about buying it, but I'm put off by a weather report that I saw last week saying that warm weather, we were going to see warm weather in the U.S. through this week. It's a bit of a choppy pattern, and I looked at it at 13.50 and thought, well, it's come down enough to be tempting, but again, it could easily fall another dollar in here. So I didn't do anything, but at any rate, it bounced straight back up. I may not do anything here for a while unless the natural gas gets well and truly overextended on the downside anytime soon, but I'm not holding my breath. And that's it, folks. All the best.